Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
We're talking Anthony Volpe. We're talking trade deadline. We get into it with Kwan for, you know, whatever Yankees prospects here, whether it's Dominguez or Spencer Jones, Schlittler. Who knows what it would take to get Kwan, but if he's available, and it sounds like he is, if I'm the Yankees, I'd go all in. But we started talking about Volpe, BT. Let's get to the calls here. Rob is in Westchester. What's up, Rob? Rob? Okay. Stan is calling from West Orange. What's up, Stan?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Stan. How you doing, pal? What's up?
All right. Well, you know what? I have 2 points I'd like to make. Psychologically, I believe, Sal, to your point, if they did send Volpe down, he'd be able to handle that and wouldn't feel, I think, like the Yankees were slighting him. But on the other hand, I look at it from the perspective that he grew up in this area. He can handle New York. I know he's getting it right now. He might even feel it more, but I think psychologically he can handle it. I looked at some of the, I watched the game last night. He had some facial expressions that look like he gets it, so that's not an issue. Mm-hmm. But here's the other second half of this. You don't know when Judge is coming back. If Volpe can hit and steal bases, pick up his game offensively to make the Yankees a better offensive team while Judge is away, mm-hmm. Judge is he's the straw that stirs the drink. While you don't have that straw, you need to make that drink stronger. I don't know if Rosario is going to be offensively challenged when he comes in. We know he's good defensively.
He's going to hit lefties. He's going to hit Rosario is going to rock lefties. He is fantastic against lefties. And Boone doesn't want to use him at shortstop.
Well, you know what? I hopefully they find a way so he doesn't feel like he's got to be an automatic star if he was to give Volpe a couple of days off. Yeah. But the thing is that, I mean, it's still, you know, maybe it's better because they have more people, you know, that, you know, you picked up another person maybe they can rely on as you go forward. But, you know, you got to fix this problem.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, Stan, they're sitting back, and thank you for the call. They're sitting back saying, well, it's got to get corrected. Yeah, okay, that's great. It's got to get fixed. You got to do something about it. And their thought process for 3 years. Now, not every step of the way for 3 years has Volpe been a major problem. But for 3 years, it's been, he'll work it out. We'll work it out. It's all right. All right, year one. Cashman was defiant after year one, saying, yeah, okay, next year when he comes back as an all-star, then what? What are you going to say? Well, guess what? That didn't happen year two. And then year three, okay, well, he'll figure it out at the big league level. Like, they never chose to send him down, brought him up here probably prematurely, let him ride the wave, ride it out. And now in year three, it's gotten worse. It didn't start out pretty, and it's progressively gotten worse every step of the way. And now, even worse than the offensive flaws, because you could live with that, mm-hmm. with the way that the Yankees hit at their peak.
Yep.
You could live with him batting ninth and not being the offensive player you thought he was going to be. You cannot live with him making the miscues, the mental miscues that he's been making consistently throughout the course of this year. So we all know it needs to be fixed. Am I going to take, like, are you trying to win? If you're just trying to develop him and you think that this is the best way, that's fine. Are you trying to win a World Series? And if I'm going to take you seriously as trying to win a World Series, you can't keep doing this. It's got to get fixed.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know how it's going to be fixed. I know it's not a lack of reps or a lack of work, so I just think there's a mental respite that's required here, and I don't think it needs to be a prolonged like the minors. You do, others agree, some don't. I get it. It is not an easy situation to navigate here because he's had some really high moments, and his low moments have been alarmingly low, but I do think that the first step in solving a problem is embracing it rather than deflecting it. And, you know, same with Mendoza after, maybe after, not after a late Met game on the West Coast, but I try to watch every one of these managers' press conferences. Usually you don't get a whole lot. I think Mendoza's a little bit more raw, a little bit more honest with how he assesses the Mets, the more so than Boone. But I thought last night was a good step in the right direction. Boone was short. He was honest. He was a little bit pissed off. He was agitated. And he didn't deflect and try to tell us we're seeing something that we're not. And at least that could be the first step. The next step for me would be I would sit him rather than send him down.
Avi's calling from Jackson. What's up, Avi?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey. Good.
What's happening?
A couple points. First with Volpe, I think he's sending him down. You're just going to end up with him coming back and feeling all the pressure again. He's not like, it's just a mental thing. You know, you throw to first base, you throw it short. It's just you're trying to aim too hard. So when you're trying to aim too much, you got to just let him play through it. If you're going to play him as your shortstop, sending him back down, he's just going to come up and be thinking the same much and putting pressure on himself every time he gets the ball to make the perfect throw. That's my opinion. Second thing is about Kwan.
But then how do you fix it?
So either, I mean,
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You got to play through it. You ever play sport and you just keep making a mental mistake? It's not going to get fixed by going down to the minors.
Well, it's not getting fixed by just keep playing through it. We've tried that.
Well, it takes time. It could be it will take another three. I'm not saying he's the right shortstop, and maybe he won't get through it, but sending him back down to come back up, he's just going to have the same issue. He's just going to have all the pressure. Every time the ball hits him, He's going to have the whole thing going through his head. Oh, wait, I have to make the perfect throw.
By the way, Avi, real quick on this, I think it might be worse, which is why I don't want to send him down. If you send him down, right, we all know there's an issue. If you send him down, it's an even bigger spotlight. So let's say he goes down to AAA or even double, whatever's closer. I guess maybe even Somerset, whatever, just to get some reps, right? And he's more polished, and he's feeling loose, and he's playing like he was at Del Barton and in the minors and as a rookie, and he's throwing the ball in the chest across the diamond. Then you call him back up, and he's doing it in front of 5,000 people or 6,000. Relative anonymity. You know, he's not going to be on Sports Night every night, not going to be hammered on WFAN, not going to be tweeting about, you know, left and right and all the social media traction that his errors unfortunately generate for the young man. He can do it relative anonymity, and he very well might solve mentally whatever is plaguing him now. Then you call him right back up, 43,000 people, Yankee Stadium, pennant race. Whatever's going on inside the mind and the heart and the emotions, I think it comes right back. And I think it might be worse because now it's like, okay, now we expect you to be fixed because we sent you to the minors. And if you're not, it could actually get worse.
Right, but if you keep him here, it also could continue to get worse. And then what? Like, there are only a few options here. Ride it out, which they're trying to do, and that is proven so far. We're almost in August. Like, there are 50-something games to go.
Yeah.
It's a 162-game season. There are 50-something games to go, and it has gotten progressively worse every step of the way. And it's only getting louder and noisier, and the pressure is getting ramped up because of the deadline, because of the, you know, the postseason crunch here, trying to get in the playoffs, all that stuff. They could either continue to ride it out, which hasn't worked to date, sit him, which they tried that before, didn't really work, maybe sit him a little prolonged, whatever. They could try that. Send him down. What are the other options? Trade him? Like, and even with that, now you'd be trading him at, you know, a
45 cents on the dollar. Yeah. It's the worst time to trade him.
But that's it. Like, it's not like there's many different ways to do this.
I agree. So there's really only two ways or three ways. Ignore it, send him down, or sit him.
They've tried ignoring it.
Correct.
And I guess the next step in theory would be sitting him, but a day or two, okay, sit him and then bring him back out there and see. And if that doesn't work.
Well, then I might be more open to your solution than I am now. And the crazy thing about this, Sal, we talk about like the Yankee defense, and it's been, you know, even the base running going back to that Red Sox series, whatever, I don't know, 6-7 weeks ago, whatever it was.
June 13th.
He knows the exact date. Oh, jeez. Yeah. You know, when the Mets.
Give or really, take a few days.
I understand. What date did Soto sign with the Mets again? I forget the exact date. Right, he knows that. He knows the time and the hour. Yep, Sal, give you the timestamp. Sal's got you. The point being is that really, in totality, it still has a chance defensively to be amazing.
Right.
Like, if Volpe can ever get back, and I know he was not Ozzie Smith. We have said that a lot, but he was good as a rookie. If Volpe could ever get back to that, and I think he could, and I think he will. I mean, Jazz is a stud at second. Grisham is a beast in center. Wells, framing, blocking, is good behind the plate. Up the middle, defensively, is phenomenal. Right. I mean, if Volpe's doing his job. But if, and now McMahon at third base, so it looks like Greg Nettles, and even if he hits 220, he's going to catch everything. He's a stud with the leather, as we know. So, like, the Yankees defense, you're throwing Judge in right, you're throwing Bellinger in left, you're throwing Goldschmidt, who suddenly looks like he's... Goldschmidt's starting to annoy me. Suddenly, now, I'm not saying that the onus is fully on Goldschmidt to save Anthony Volpe every time Volpe kills some worms with a throw
in
the dirt. But, gee, I mean, that's a pick... That a nine-year-old kid, that's a short hop, dude. That is an easy pick. And he looked like he was 60 trying to bend down and get it. Again, that's on Volpe, but help him out a little bit. I still think that if Volpe gets his act together, now I don't know about the bullpen, I don't know about Rodon at a big spot, the defense, Sal, could still be very, very good. And if they get Kwan, whatever, I just named five or six plus defenders.